$2.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $2.70.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
If you're going to San Francisco,
welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And we had a special person visiting San Francisco. Yes, Xi Jinping. What a riot. I had to laugh. My goodness. Yep, the president of the great empire America calls Xi Jinping a dictator. I mean, he wasn't lying. Telling the truth, but he's not supposed to say these things. And as I go into the program, this was a very historic visit. Personally, I do not feel that Xi Jinping will ever visit America again. I am of the view, of the opinion, that Xi Jinping will be the dictator of China to take the United States, or to take China to Armageddon. And the next visit with the United States will be in that great winepress of the wrath of Almighty God, Megiddo. So, this was historic, in my view, with Xi Jinping. You know, they cleaned the city up. There weren't any Black Lives Matter protests. No Patriot MAGA signs, Trump supporters. You didn't see flower children. There was no Nancy Pelosi, probably back in the further meetings later on. He didn't get to see the homeless camps, the camps right on the streets of the United States of America in San Francisco. He didn't get to see any of the feces-covered sidewalks, for sure. He didn't see needles in the gutters. Everything was scripted perfectly, just like when George Bush Jr. went to Africa. He didn't see the slums. He didn't see thin African people starving to death. He saw the best of the best. He didn't go into areas where there was the smell of garbage, etc. But one thing that Xi Jinping is probably going to do is visit his old comrade, Gavin the Globalist Newsom. They're friends because they both are looking forward to 15-minute cities. China is working with World Economic Forum in the plan for 15-minute cities. Gavin Newsom wants 12.5-minute cities. He's even worse than Xi in many ways. So these two foes, actually not Newsom, but the coming president of the United States of America, who will actually and who is presently the behind the scenes president, Barry Satoru. Barry Satoru was nowhere around because Barry Satoru is a staunch enemy of China, of Israel, of mankind in a sense. The next time that China meets an American president will be on the battlefield with their armies in the great winepress of the wrath of all, in the great winepress of the wrath of Almighty God. That's where Obama and Xi will meet in about 9 years. I'm presenting this to you. This is my view. This is what you can say an opinion, my studies, my understanding of the Bible, the understanding of the destiny of America, the destiny of China, the destiny of individuals like Xi, Obama, Trump, and Biden. Biden is not the president. He's an imposter. The American people are beginning to realize that. He is an imposter. So we'll talk more about the imposter in a little bit, who called Xi Jinping to his face a dictator, and who is the hypocrite in the situation.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Cisco girl.
it's summertime San Francisco days. Yes, Xi Jinping comes to the beautiful, wow, could you say beautiful? Would that be of San Francisco? I don't think so. I don't think so. But he fit right in because you have Xi coming from a communist nation to a communist city in a communist nation. So he was right at home. Yes, the great communist empire of America. A visit from the leader of the great communist empire in Asia, China. The Chinese people, I lived in San Francisco. I loved it back in the mid-70s. 74 through about early 76. And I loved it. I worked in South San Francisco, go into Chinatown, have hamburgers, and, well, not really. I would have Chinese food, the best, top Chinese food. In restaurants that you would never imagine, a table, a round table, and they would bring out, I went with a group of friends, they brought out like 20 different dishes. I mean, we couldn't eat anymore. Great food. Right outside looking over the bay toward the north, the Golden Gate. And there was no feces on the ground. You could walk anywhere. You didn't have to worry. Even the dogs, they didn't do their thing on the sidewalk or on the streets. They were civilized. But now you have an uncivilized, golly, I better be careful here. So anyhow, what happens is, as the summit is wrapping up with Biden and Xi, President Biden's description of Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a dictator, well, it's one pot calling the other pot black. Who's the great dictator? Who's the greatest dictator? Who has been the dictator that has destroyed what America was to what America has become, what America is? And Xi Jinping, he must be a president of China. He is going to diplomatically work with the Asian sisters to prepare them for Armageddon. I know that there is talk by the military, the Pentagon in this nation, generals, admirals, that Armageddon is just up the road in the near future. And then you have the people in America, idiots, who can't see the forest through the trees. They refuse to believe that we are in the end days. They like to laugh and mock anybody talking about end days. Well, it's okay. The Bible says there would be these scoffers. And they are here. Just like Christ said, they would laugh, ridicule anybody, including generals in the military in the United States, in England, Russia, China, India, Germany, Poland, Switzerland, Brazil. They would laugh at these people who are preparing their nations for the coming battle and battles, many different wars that lead to Armageddon. It's evident. The militaries, the industries of the nations, if they can, they are manufacturing guns and bullets. And what they can't manufacture, they buy. They sell their diamonds, rubies, emeralds, gold, silver, and purchase what they can on the black market. Guns, bullets, tanks, jets, rockets, grenades. It's evident that these nations are spending a great portion of their finances for weapons for war. So there's a woman by the name of Mao Ning. At this press meeting afterwards, she said that his remarks were irresponsible political maneuvering. And there's going to be more condemnation coming out of China. This is just the beginning. China and Russia, as I've stated in the past, are the two nations now that are international diplomacy. They are the two nations that are having dialogue with the nations. And if they decide, they invite the United States. If they decide no, well, the United States isn't invited. Who are these nations to uninvite America? Well, these nations are a multipolar world group of nations, a network of nations who have made the decision to destroy the United States of America by slow, painful death. And how are they going to do that? They are going to sanction the United States using America's old weapon of sanctioning any nation that resists our policies. So now they're going to use that same device to sanction the United States into oblivion. They don't need to destroy us. They will starve us to death. What happens when you take away the iPhones and the computers from a society? What was it I was reading? If you take away a child's dinner, they'll fuss. But if you take away their little Mario device, a little computer, a little whatever it is they play with, they will have a tantrum. They will go mad. They won't go to sleep until you give that device back to them. There's going to be a blackout eventually on the devices in this country. And these little children that are so used to them, they're going to be lost. After this remark by Biden, immediately the press was ushered out of the room. It was like, scat, out. Now, beat it. Out of here. By calling Xi Jinping a dictator, boy, I don't know if you watched the video, they just sat there stunned. They were totally stunned. I would be stunned too. And Xi didn't make so much as he was stoic as could be. He had to think. I think this guy has dementia. This guy's not thinking properly. This individual, I don't think knows. I didn't see that on the teleprompter. Why would he call me a dictator? The dictator remark will probably overshadow what looks like some cut through on some very important areas. Okay? What would be the important areas? Well, the important areas should have been dialogue on China's Belt and Road Initiative that splits and goes north into Europe and south into the Middle East. This should have been a big topic because China is moving west. Yes, China wants to move into Northern Europe, because there's going to be a lot of goods that are going to end up in Europe. And there are going to be people in the military moving into the Middle East. They should have been talking about Taiwan. Xi didn't want to talk about Taiwan. Xi's intentions are to take that nation, to invade, because they want the industry. They want the chips. They didn't want to talk about, Biden definitely didn't want to talk about Russia and China and their open war against the United States. Russia and China are at war, a declared war. They haven't stated it to the American people that way. But Washington, D.C. is fully aware that Russia and China are at war with the United States. And more specifically, like I had stated yesterday, and I'm going to maybe expound on it a little more, they are at war with the Rockefeller elites of America. The Rockefeller family owns the United States of America. Everything in the continuity of government in this nation was a Rockefeller plan. Continuity of government. A plan by this family to put presidents in the White House, take presidents out of the White House, people in Congress, to give direction to this country when it comes to war. It was the Rockefellers through the Central Intelligence Agency after World War II. It was the OSS initially after World War II. I think it was in 1946 or 47. They brought in a new agency called the Central Intelligence Agency. This would be the Rockefeller, what's the word I'm looking for? It is their spy network, international spy network. When the Rockefellers are going into Brazil to drill for oil, the CIA goes in and goes into a city, into a country, and find out who's who in that country. It was the Rockefellers that in the Indian lands here in this country sent in the Christian churches to tell the Indians that God's kingdom is in the heavens, not on the earth. In other words, you don't really need your resources on your land. You don't need uranium. You don't need oil, copper, gold. This is God's way is spiritual. You don't need your mineral rights on your lands. And it worked. And it was these big Christian churches, Baptists, so, you know, evangelical churches that helped the Rockefellers acquire mineral rights on Indian territories. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code.
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
And I'm telling you the truth, Xi Jinping is fully aware of what this country is. I didn't see the Clintons invited. I didn't see the Bushes invited. I didn't see any of the ex-presidents invited. Barry Satoru wasn't going to be there. The Chinese government and the Russian government, these two nations, are at war with the elite families of America and their apparatus, their all of the different parts of a continuity of government, all of the agencies. They're at war really with the Rockefeller dynasty. Nobody knows this. In history, it's evident. I don't think anybody's ever told you that this country is in the care of the Rockefeller family, and the children and the foundations. Xi is aware of it because it was the Rockefellers in the 1800s that began to make money off of oil, kerosene lamps themselves in China. And it was the Rockefeller family slash, I guess I'd say, you would put it this way, the United States government slash Rockefeller family that brought Chairman Mao to power. Xi Jinping is fully aware of that. He knows Chinese history. He's a brilliant man. He, not just brilliant, but he knows history. And he realizes that, and he and his father, Xi and his father, were in Mao's camps, prisons, labor camps, breaking rocks in the hot sun. And he is now the president of China. He will be the president of China, in my estimation, until Christ returns in about 9 years. And he has a more pure form of communism than Chairman Mao. His communism is what you would say, it'd be like diplomatic German. It would be diplomatic communism, the best of the best of the best. You can't build a better communist system than China presently. Next in line would be empire here in the United States of America. We are going to become such a dictator. We're going to be, we have already become a nation of a dictatorship. Totalitarian dictatorship. It's going to be even more severe than that. And what's going to make that possible is artificial intelligence, technocracy, a scientific dictatorship, and not just without, but with a way to control within via what is in the vaccinations. So this country, we live in the land of Rockefeller. Everything is Rockefeller. The military, in the senior executive services, I've talked about senior executive services in the past. It was a girl by the name of Christine Marcy. She had a plan of called senior executive services, where the president of the United States would appoint people to every part of government. And at this coming election in 2024, when Barack Obama left office, he appointed 9,700 appointees throughout the government to positions that he would use through these positions, and he'd had the power to direct this country even during Donald Trump's first term. This coming election, 2024, there are going to be 40,000. He's going to have the new president is going to have the ability to appoint 40,000 people into government agencies. 40,000. Not four. 40,000. This next president can remove anybody that he wants out of any department, out of any agency, and appoint 40,000 people. And many of these people that were appointed when Obama left office are retiring, have made the money that, you know, they're happy with what they have. So in my view, when Barry Satoru returns to power, this time he's going to go through senior executive services with the fine-tooth comb. Any Christian will be removed from those positions. Anybody that is in these positions presently that is a Trump person will be removed. Anyone who is a conservative of any type will be removed. Anybody that is not a controlled Democrat, that has a spirit of evil, I don't know how to phrase it, they will be put in position. Everybody else will be removed. What a perfect opportunity for a perfect totalitarian state. This is just my view, but I'm telling you the future. I see it in the Bible. It's in the Bible. I don't have time to go over every verse because I don't have time. minutes. I have minutes, not days, not months. So Xi Jinping, this is probably going to be, I cannot see him ever returning to this country for any reason ever again. The next time he faces off with an American president will be at Armageddon. And that individual, in my view, will be the armies of Barack Obama. He's the individual that is ruling behind the scenes right now. And you know, Joe's the perfect individual to put in that position, not to build a thing, but to destroy everything. And I believe that Barry Satoru is just happy that Joe is there, because Joe is doing what he wouldn't want to do because he wants people to like him. Barry wants to be liked by everybody. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com podcast. We'll be back in a few minutes and continue the visit.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
What a voice. I've always liked her music. So I am dedicating most of the program, I guess, to Xi Jinping. We're sitting at about 1,200 miles away from Xi. And this is, we don't want to be any closer. This is, we want to stay put. Don't rush out to California to visit him to try to get photographs. You don't want that. By the time you get there, he's going to be gone anyhow. He's probably meeting presently with his old communist comrade, Gavin Newsom. Gavin, you know, Gavin and Xi, they say they share same dictatorship desires and objectives and policies, and, well, they're just comrades. They get along perfectly. Same with Nancy. Nancy the whiner, Pelosi, whine. She's about to drift through the years here before long. She's going to join some of her comrade friends. Now, you know, Nancy is the, Gavin is the, nephew of Nancy's. Birds of a feather flock together. And you had a big bird come from Asia to land in San Francisco to meet with the other communist birds in California. Now, I know that here in Colorado, it may be actually, I'm wondering if the governor of Colorado is out there. Because he's another one of the birds of a feather. I wonder. That's interesting. Well, I don't know. But anyhow, I'm just saying to you, I'm presenting to you that Xi Jinping, he is at war with the Rockefeller industry. The Rockefeller control network of the United States of America. This is who he is at war with. He knows history better than we do. He knows who rules this country. He knows this family, again, going back to the politicians of the in Washington, D.C., to politicians throughout the country. The Rockefellers, mineral rights in every state of this country, of this nation, every state. They put together the pharmaceutical companies through IG Farben in Germany. They were responsible for taking some of that, for funding IG Farben, protecting IG Farben, protecting America's nuclear program in Ravensburg, Germany, protecting Adolf, the old buddy, the red-nosed murderer. And these people that work for the Rockefellers, if they were, it would be really interesting for them to actually be in, it'd be nice to interview them. There have been some people that were Rockefeller employees that have spilled the beans. But Xi Jinping knows who these people are. And he's at war with these elites. That's just a fact. There were two gentlemen, a professor at the Princeton University, Professor Martin Gillens, and Northwestern University Professor Benjamin Page. These two wrote a study. America is an oligarchy, not a democracy. I've talked about this before. I have to keep going back to this. The United States is dominated by a rich and powerful elite. At the top of the food chain, the Rockefeller family. And they said here, quote, multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on the United States government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. The wealthy few move policy. This is exactly what I'm presenting to you about the Rockefeller family starting in the 1880s. By 1889, John Rockefeller owned New York City. The wealthy few move policy, while the average American has little power. When a majority of citizens disagrees with economic elites and or with organized interests, they generally lose. Moreover, because of the strong status quo bias built into the United States political system, even when fairly large majorities of Americans favor policy change, they generally do not get it. They get no policy change. And they concluded in this article, Americans do enjoy many features central to democratic governance, such as regular elections, freedom of speech, and association with the widespread, if still contested, franchise. But we believe that if policymaking is dominated by powerful business organizations and a small number of affluent Americans, and I mean a small number, and we'll have to come back to finish. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
So I'll close out by just presenting this to you today, that Russia and China, this is Russia and China versus the Rockefeller and Company. This is what's happening in San Francisco in California. The Chinese, I believe that Xi Jinping, and I have many reasons to believe this, is that he is basically telling the Rockefeller and the elites, the whole cabal of elites in this country, that I'm so powerful. Russia and China now are the nations that are, everything that happens diplomatically with dialogue with the nations is now in our hands. And we're so powerful that if I want to make a trip to America, to just an exclamation point, I can do it. I'm here to let the elites of America know that you are no longer the rulers of the world. Empire is now beginning its decay and descent into the landfill of history. This is these people, these elites, they're in Revelation chapter 17. They're the individuals that rule these major corporations, multinational corporations of the world. It's called a prostitute, a harlot, a whore. It's a beast system. And they govern through these private institutions. And these people, I'm going to tell the Christian audience, these people are going to make war with the seven churches of God in America. All of the lampstands in America, they're going to go to war with us. They're going to be at war with the Jewish people. Many of the Jewish people in this country are going to leave. The other people of this nation, the good people of this nation, if they can get out, they should get out. Russia and China already have destroyed the United States. When a snake bites someone, death is not immediate. It takes a while. The elite rich rulers, they understand that they can never reverse what occurred on February 4th, 2022 at the Beijing Olympics. The Rockefellers, Bill and Hillary, and Zuckerberg, all of the Rockefeller lineage, and even I suspect that it may be that Barry Satoro may have Rockefeller blood. But Xi Jinping has made it clear, and Russia, they declared war on the United States at the Beijing Olympics in 2022. And they made it clear that they are going to destroy this country, and they're going to destroy it through sanctioning this country and refusing with a group of nations called a multipolar world system network. They are going to destroy this country by using their currencies and not using the petrodollar any longer. For today, let's visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Present truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.